Radio Cars by Jennifer Phillips. Episode 5, A Nasty Crunch, with Gary Waldhorn as Eddie and Harriet Walter as Angela.
Help me off with my coat, sweetheart.
You're 2 hours late.
Oh, don't help me.
And if you think that dinner is still...
Oh, don't start on me. I mean, I've only been shackled to that controller's desk for 12 hours. Sweated labour, earning you a Oh, my shoulder.
What's wrong with your shoulder?
Oh, you noticed, did you, that I'm practically a cripple?
Have you been in a fight? Oh, Eddie, not with Terry.
It's life that's bruised me, Angela. But I battle on, and I'm still in with a chance.
And you can still raise a glass to your lips, even with your poor shoulder.
Any ice? Or would that be asking too much?
Here.
What you don't realise is I've just come from the doctor's surgery. That's why I'm late. Oh. And I'm afraid to have to tell you I've got RSI.
Oh, Eddie. Oh, dear. What is it?
Repetitive strain injury.
Like housemaid's knee.
Do you mind?
Or frozen shoulder, then.
The doc takes RSI seriously, Angela. In fact, he was telling me that several production line workers have won compensation recently.
You're not a production line worker.
My condition has been brought on by cradling the phone between my left ear and shoulder for hours on end, while I write down jobs, while I radio them out to my drivers, while I kick the cleaning woman's daughter's kids out from under my desk.
You see? What have I told you? There's no need for you to work at such a pace, but you refuse to delegate. Oh, no, you'd rather be all things to all people at centre stage and hogging the limelight.
Thank you for your vote of confidence. Thank you for your gratitude.
I'm going to come in and handle the phones for you.
No.
At least until your shoulder's better.
No, you're not.
Eddie, are you putting things down in the petty cash book that shouldn't be there?
All right, then, come in. Find out what it's like to be cooped up in that dump day after day.
I think I should, actually. Get some hands-on experience. A sort of demonstration run?
Just fasten your seatbelt first, sweetheart.
Why?
Because you could well find yourself in a head-on collision with me.
Car service?
Say again, 2-2,
yes,
two,
Mr. Holt, I did say your car would be with you in 5 minutes, and you're right, it's now 20 minutes. I'll ring you back when I've discovered the cause of the delay.
Say again in English, 2-2. You are in England now, capiche?
Eddie, do you mind explaining the...
No, I will not. You're causing havoc.
Me?
You've only been at it a week and we're losing customers. How many times have I told you? You always say their car will be with them any minute.
But if there isn't a car...
If there isn't, that's because you're losing us drivers, too.
Said to Slippy was that this office is now a no-smoking zone.
If he can't top up with nicotine and a quick fix of TV every 4 hours...
Then he should at least recognise the dangers of passive smoking to others.
Angela, sweetheart, everything in here has got a high tar rating. Carpets, walls, ceilings. You are sitting in a time capsule of toxins. So get out. Go home. My shoulder's better. Thank you for your help. I will do my best to sort things out. Leave me to it. Finish.
I warned Frenchie that his system would take a little time to adjust to a raw food diet.
I've had enough. I'm going to lunch. And if French is in the pub, I'm putting him back on pie and chips.
In the long term, he'll benefit.
Meanwhile, he keeps falling asleep on me. He's malnourished. Sweetheart, his stomach cannot identify a lettuce leaf as a source of sustenance.
By taking a personal interest in the men, I'm building up their trust.
Answer that, radio.
How can I? He's not speaking English.
No. Unfortunate, isn't it? Especially when you know Gringo only forgets his English when something is very wrong. There's something serious up with him. Have you been interfering in his private life, too?
At least admit, if I hadn't been here, you'd never have nailed that big new account this week.
I'll be in the bunch of grapes if you can't cope. Who else is holed up in here?
I come in here for a smoke, Aidan. And I can't drink halves, see? So that's why I fetch up sleeping instead of driving in the afternoon.
Where's Liam? In the bookies?
Oh, he's not been out of the bookies since Angela got him to sign on with the Gamblers Anonymous.
And now Gringo's flipped.
She's done a social worker on him now.
I don't know, but something's up. Still, it's just a game to her. She's tiring of it fast. That Terry over there?
Warming his arse on the hot food counter.
Want something to eat?
Not under the circumstances.
Hey, he's seen you.
Let him come.
So what do we owe this pleasure then, eh? Since when did you succumb to the liquid lunch?
Since I had to get a girl to cover my phones for me.
That busy, eh? Me, I got 4 full-time controllers now on 8-hour shifts and I topped 100 drivers this week.
It's the quality that counts, Terry.
Yeah.
Ed just copped that big new trans video account.
Nice one. And talking of quality, you know my 01 with the J-Reg Merc?
With a silk roll necks?
Goes by the name of Lawrence.
He's just been filling me in about your Portuguese git with a B-Reg Cortina.
Goes by the name of Gringo.
Still, I suppose Ed knows all about it.
Well, he was just saying something's up
of with... Of course I know. Of course I do. Rod's still with you, is he?
Lawrence's son? No, he's kicked on a gear.
I thought he did the bins in the morning and you in the afternoon.
No, he chucked in the bins when the frogs took over.
Come again?
Some French firm collecting the refuse now, called the Common Market.
So when he asked for time off to do his driving, they wouldn't parlez-vous?
He's got his own business now, emergency glazing.
But I heard he has to kick the windows in himself, Terry, to get the emergencies.
Ed and I both know the importance of creating our own markets. Trouble is when our drivers get the same idea. Like your Portuguese tosspot blagging at the airport this morning.
He was... Oh, not again. I'll kill him. I'll bloody...
Oh, I thought you knew about it.
You want a refill, Ed?
Yeah, make it a double.
Within sight of the black cab rank, he snaffles 2 eye ties from under their noses and siphons them into his Cortina.
How do you know? How could you possibly...
Lawrence saw him. Even saw the black cab give chase. Half an hour later, spots your Gringo slewed across the hard shoulder by the Anzlow turnoff. Lawrence pulls up, being the gentleman he is, to see what's what. Your div of a driver's been cut up so bad by the black cab, he's skidded off the road and all but turned over. Matter of time before the pig show. So your git's doing his Portuguese nut, persuading his 2 passengers to say that they're his personal friends, get it? He's promising them the earth to keep their mouth shut, get it?
Yeah, I've got the picture, Terry, thank you.
You check your drivers have iron reward insurance, do you? Or has he got another problem?
He'll soon have another.
I'll watch your step. I mean, I never realised you still run girls. Business clients, girls for the use of, eh?
How dare you?
That was another sweetener your man had on offer for the eye ties to keep their mouth shut. Mind you, come to think of it, he should have offered Lawrence something, shouldn't he?
Oh, right. I get it. I'm with you now, Terry. What's your price? Or rather, how much have you told Lawrence he should ask for his silence? Give it to me straight. Come on. Let's have it.
Lizette, please, I can't cope with more than one thing. 4-2, Sheffield Square is E3. East 3, 4-2.
All I'm saying is, where's my mum's bucket?
But it isn't her bucket, it's company property. I know that because it's down in the petty cash book as an expense.
I don't care where it's down, she paid for it. Because then he told her any self-respecting cleaner has her own bucket.
And you're in no position to ask for an increase in pay.
Oh, she's laid up. I'm having to split the £4 an hour with her. And £2 an hour is a bloody insult to us both.
Oh, Mr. Holt, oh no, you're not still waiting. Just a moment and I'll... You're only cleaning for Nellie on a temporary basis, Lizette. 07.
I suppose you think she wanted her bunion done.
Actually, Lizette, I don't see why you're making trouble. 07. How close are you to your Mr. Holt?
Eddie told me I was wasted as a cleaner. Eddie told me if he ever wanted a girl on the phones, I'd be the one.
Ah, well, that's up to me, actually.
I'll be on my way then when I found me bucket.
Eddie, come. Where are you?
He's...
Where, Eddie?
Hang on now, Mr.
His bad is very bad. He's no good.
Zero.
Help me.
If you just...
You help me, eh?
He's gone to the... Actually, for his lunch.
I go now. And this way I go.
You see my mum's bucket, Gringo?
I go.
Ew, what are you playing at?
Gringo, Lizette?
She's only climbed out the back window and jumped down into the yard.
07,
right,
is that you,
evident.
Zero?
I've tailed him from the Hounslow turn-off, so I know he's in here.
And who do you think you are?
Take a good look. You'll see this face again. This face will come to haunt you. Now look through the front window and tell me what you see there.
Oh, a black cat, actually.
£21,000 worth. Insurance 613. Not to mention the new meter, the new licence, the months of training, the paperwork. Shall I go on? Do I make myself clear?
Crystal clear, but I fail to see...
Honest graft! And for what? To get cheated out of my bread by a load of shifty old rats.
Put that thing up! Go and pick on someone your own size.
So where's the boss?
As I own the company, I'm the boss, actually.
It's you who's for it, then.
Oh, don't be daft. Does she look like the boss? She's just protecting him. He's up the pub.
Right.
But you tell him from me, if I don't catch up with him today, I'll be back with a few of me mates. We'll see this dung heap level one on the face of the earth.
Thanks, Lisette. I'm glad you were here, really.
Fancy leaving you to mind the shop on your own?
Oh, no, I had everything under control, and you... I can see what Eddie means when he says this job is stressful. Whoever sits here seems to be used as target practice. I mean, anyone with any sort of grievance just seems to walk in, shooting from the hip. I mean, what could that have been about? It's incredible. Some black cabbie just barges in.
Oh, the way they feel about minicabs, it don't take much.
It's not my fault, Eddie. It's not my passenger there, my friend from Sicily. You heard me, Snippy.
Watch it.
Now, take him round the back, Snippy. Oh. Sit him down till I'm ready for him. Now, what's going on in here? Dear, oh dear, am I the only person I can rely on? Car service?
Before I can do anything else, Eddie, I want an answer to a simple question. Why have you entered a galvanised bucket in the petty cash book that Nellie paid for out of her own money?
Mr. Holt, what a disgrace. You're right. The other phone is off the hook and you were meant to be hanging on there for how long? I do apologise. There's a new girl on the phones. They're all the same. Too busy doing her nails, I suppose.
Pass me that bucket, Lizette. I'm going to hit her over the head with it.
I wouldn't waste your energy. He's not worth it.
Oh, get off my back, both of you.
Angela's only had a black cabbie in here shaking his fist in her face.
Hear that, gringo? Now you've compromised my lady too. Yes, 04, go ahead.
Oh, sorry, it's not my fault. He's Amy. Remember me, your friend from Singapore.
Angel, sweetheart, this sort of thing is not for you. No wonder you're acting strange. You're shaken. Go home. Lisette, accompany my lady home, would you? No, there's no mix-up this end, 04. Proceed to Mr. Holt. Go, 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 I thank you.
I'm not budging till I've had a word with Ed.
Don't. Why should you? I'm going to have some lunch and then I'm coming back here to sort out this business with the bucket. Hello, Danny.
Roger, 04.
Ed, what's with this call I got about Gringo's car?
It's not my fault, Danny. He said me. It's a long, long time I don't see you in London Airport, my dear friend.
Shut it!
You said I could do the phones, Ed.
I don't need anyone to do the phones, especially not you, with your kids in tow.
I got Dwight a childminder, but he bit her on the ankle, Danny.
You're a real case study, do you know that?
Now, there's an idea. Perhaps you could be useful, Lisette. Go and have lunch with Angela. Tell her all your problems. Give it the business. I reckon you've got enough to keep a team of social workers busy for a whole year.
If I'm going to lunch, I want the scampi and chips, and that's £6.50.
Yeah, well, here's a tenner. Now get lost.
But don't reckon this covers my mum for her bucket.
And tell your mum I'm plugging her bucket to the highest bidder. Car service. Danny, what's left of Gringo's car is parked up at Tiny's. If you'd hold one moment, madam... Give us an estimate for the damage. And Slippy, switch on the overhead lights and march that traitor round to face me. Sorry to keep you, madam.
So then he said, well, you can't stop here because this place is in Rusty's name and he's pissed off back to Lagos.
And Rusty is the children's father.
He's Dwight's father. I'm not so sure about Amber. Anyway, it all comes back to the same thing.
What?
Money. Which is why I thought, well, I'll have to put myself about a bit up King's Cross.
Lisette, please, you cannot go on the game. Think of the children. You must get a proper job. Oh, dear. Okay, to get you travelling in the right direction, it'd be a good idea for you to answer the phones at the office.
Yeah, Roger, 1-1. So the front half of your car is a write-off.
Danny, fix me new front half.
Oh, I can't do that, mate, because I done that last year.
Okay, so Danny can cut the front half off, harness you to the back half and call it a rickshaw.
No. Please, Danny, you help me, eh? I promised them free ride for 2 weeks. I promise.
Then you'll have to get someone else to drive them. Ask Slippy.
Why pay Slippy? With no car, I will get work.
Well, Terry's short of a driver on one of his transits.
Go see Terry now.
Hold it there. You drive for him. You finish with me.
You say me finish now? You say me drop dead? Oh, you bad man. I tell him you bad man, Eddie. I tell him everything.
Lies. All lies. Tell them I'm providing girls for clients just to land me in it.
No. I say to Enrico from Syracuse, no girls.
I said to Alberto from Palermo, I found you nice English lady. We go visit nice English home. This is all.
You don't know a nice English lady.
You don't even know one who speaks the lingo.
See, Angela. I know. She nice. She helped me. You say her please, please, Eddie.
Oh, what have I done to deserve this? How come I'm being blackmailed by some jerk like Terry one minute, and the next minute I'm being screwed by a div like this?
Why? What did Terry want?
Only my big new account with Transvideo, that's all.
Eddie.
Car service.
I won't be able to do the phones myself this afternoon.
And your destination, please?
I don't like your country, Angela. I want to go home now. You heard me?
I'm sorry, Gringo, but Lisette's problems have to take precedence this afternoon, actually. Eddie?
Yes, got that. Goodbye. Sweetheart, don't tell me that girl's burdened you with her sordid life story.
Never mind that. The point is that I have a favour to ask you on Lisette's behalf.
Fire away, sweetheart, because it so happens that I have a favour to ask you on Gringo's behalf.
Forget I ever asked, Mummy.
Flattered I may be that Eddie considers me to be the epitome of an English lady, but I am not in the business of humouring him.
Don't worry. Obviously, I shan't be bringing them down to you in Henley if you're coming up to town.
But give them dinner at your place in Chelsea, Angel.
And you'd come here?
Presumably, Eddie sees some advantage to the business in entertaining these Italians.
Oh, yes. He said it'd make quite a difference.
Embassy, I suppose. Or Italian Tourist Board? Oh, well. I spent years entertaining such people on your father's behalf, so for your sake.
Thanks, Mummy.
You're not phoning from that dreadful office now, are you, Angel? I just hate to think of you cooped up in there, surrounded by all those dubious characters and Eddie.
They're all very hard-working and resourceful and tough, and I admire them. And the only reason I'm not in the office is that I've given my job to Lisette, who... But you wouldn't understand the sort of deprivation that such people suffer when you're so protected and privileged.
These people have only themselves to blame.
When all's said and done, Mummy, Eddie has much more insight about these things than you ever will. Goodbye.
Car service, can I help you?
04, your position, please.
Oh, so. How's it with you, girl?
Slippy. Do me a local.
No, I've got Gringo's eyes again in a minute. I just dropped off to catch some sport on the box.
Oh, we never.
Any takers for Hammersmith local? Local, anyone?
He never.
Get off that phone, woman.
My mate, not costing you. She's rung me. Oh, hang on, Soph. Slippy, put that telly back on play, bus. Never mind, Dwight. Amber will give the nasty man a smack for you.
I can't believe my life sometimes. How come this sort of thing always happens to me? Would someone mind explaining?
You're too soft with the women, Ed. That's what it is. They're all the bloody same.
You can smoke with this one here, though, can't you?
Yeah, but now I can't watch the telly.
What's wrong with Playbus? You've watched it before now.
Yeah, but not when I wanted to get the results.
Oh, Sophie, never.
Before you go, Slippy, yeah. I assume Gringo is paying you for running these Sicilians around all over the shop. So I have to assume he's driving Terry's van.
He was caught between the devil and the Watsit, weren't he?
And now he's caught between Terry and me. Tell him. And I'm the one who's doing him a favour. Tell him he's in trouble, unless he gets something on Terry's form for me.
I'll tell him to keep an eye out for you when I get my money off him tonight.
Ew, what have you done that for?
I've cut you off because I've had enough. Now that's it. Finish. 2-3... Go 10, that's number 10 Hammersmith Broadway, rear entrance, middle bell, I thank you.
I can't help it if my mates ring me here, you know.
You shouldn't give them this number. This number is strictly business only, nothing else.
Oh, that's funny. Isn't that funny?
Roger, 2-3.
That must be why I keep getting dirty phone calls all the time on this number, then.
What are you on about now?
Pimping for girls now,
aren't we? Oh, wash your mouth out.
Know what I think? I think it's Terry having a laugh at your expense.
Oh, that'd figure. That'd be about his level. He belongs in the gutter.
That's what Terry says about you.
Scum.
He says that too, by all accounts. And your reputation's hardly spotless, is it? Car service, can I help you?
Give me that phone.
Oh, here, hang on.
Hold one moment, please. I'm sorry to have to tell you, Lisette, but it is impossible for me to work alongside you any longer. You're fired. Get out.
No too much for comfort, do I? Can't pull the wool over my eyes like you do over Angela's.
You leave her out of it.
I'm afraid I shan't be able to, as she owns the company. And this constitutes unfair dismissal. I shall have to ask her to arbitrate.
car service. Can I help you?
What a star this girl is, Danny. Worth her weight in gold. There's no situation she can't cope with.
I thought you dumped her.
Just keeping her sweet, boy. Till French is better.
Yeah, that diet played out with his guts.
He's clawing his way back to health with a strict regimen of fry-ups. So, are you fit?
What?
To give me my lift to Chelsea.
No, I've signed off. Slippy's picking you up.
So where is he? He radioed in an hour ago. Said he dropped the Italians off at Angela's flat and was doubling back for me. Now I can't raise him.
I only dropped in to let you know Gringo's got something on Terry for you.
It had better be good after what I'm putting up with this evening. Not just me, not just Angela, but her mother as well, entertaining these wops on his behalf.
£80 to you, darling, but I quote you off price for Angel.
Here, Ed, what's Lisette on about now?
Lisette?
Eddie?
Terry again.
Keep him talking. I'll give him some filth in a minute. Slippy, I don't ask for much, boy, but there is one thing. Just one thing that I have a right to. Whenever I want to go somewhere, there's a car to this door, pronto.
I'll come on foot, Ed.
On foot? You're meant to be a cabbie, aren't you?
Depends what you mean by speciality. But I haven't got a leather one.
What's with your motor, Slip? You haven't had a nasty crash too, have
you? No, I just couldn't get through, Danny. There's a cordon being thrown right round the block.
Here, I thought the cop shop was on our side, Ed.
Ah, black cabs, I counted 20 at least. Blocked the street off top and bottom. So I parked up back of Tiny's garage. Where are you going, Ed?
Back window. Come on, everyone. Move! Over the fence. We'll take the alley.
Hang on, Ed. Wait for me.
Eddie? Oh, this is nice. This is great. Hang on a minute, caller.
Leash, I'll have to let Gringo off. I'm going out the front, dead casual.
What?
Keep your fingers crossed.
I don't believe this. So sorry about this, caller. I had someone who was dying to talk dirty to you, but I'm going to give you another number to ring later.
Car service, can I help you?
Lisette, where's Eddie? Hasn't he left yet?
Yeah, off an air back, but he did have a problem.
Nothing to the problem I've had this end.
You mean you've had the heavy breathing treatment already?
Given that Italian men have a reputation to keep up, I suppose it could have been worse. But one thing I'm sure of, the idea of sitting down to a civilised meal doesn't feature. I mean, actually, I'm just waiting for them to offer Mummy luncheon vouchers. But... Mummy, are you all right?
No, I'm talking about Terry. It's just that if he rings...
Lisette, any little problem at the office will have to wait now. Mummy?
Oh, charming. Oh, thanks a bunch. Hello? Hello?
Mummy?
Hello? You were here last time I called by. You remember me?
Of course I do. What's your name?
Henry, from Golders Green.
Tell you what, Henry, I've had it up to here with this lot. They don't appreciate me. And if I was on the black cabs, I'd feel just the same as
you. Just tell me where he is, the little Portuguese.
Oh, Gringo! Doesn't work here. Huh? He works for Terry now. And if you really wanted to hit home in this area, it's Terry you'd go for. Uh-huh. 75% of the business round here is his. Forget this dump compared to his.
Show me the way.
Mummy, where are you?
In the bedroom, Angel.
In the... Unlock this door immediately. This must be Eddie, so hang on, Mummy.
Hello, Angela, it's me. I can't speak Eddie now.
Sorry to break up the party, but Gringo
Eddie
wanted...
Eddie isn't here. Come in then, both of you, quickly. Now listen, two foreign gentlemen have locked themselves in the bedroom with my mother, so I'm glad you've come. Over to you.
Eh?
Stand your ground, Gringo.
Go now.
Ed'll be here any minute.
Open up immediately. Otherwise, stand back, because we're breaking the door down.
Huh? Don't do me such a
spoilsport, Angel. Mummy! Obviously, she's speaking under duress, but...
Angela, what's that smell of burning?
Oh, Lord, it's the Yorkshire pudding. Oh, and I must put the phone back on the hook, too. Danny, get the front door, will you?
Eddie, what's up?
Help me in with him, Danny.
Mind my shoulder. Mind it. Mind.
Oh, they get him. Oh, no. They get Eddie.
No. He wrenched it jumping down from the office window, that's all.
Oh, poor Eddie.
Shut up. What are you doing here?
Oh, stop it, Eddie.
What's going on?
Gringo's been trying to talk to you, give you some info.
Enrico happy, Alberto happy, Angela's mother happy, everybody happy.
Hello?
On second thought, Slippy, let's go back to the office. Life is simpler there.
What's that?
Hang on, Ed.
Yes, because Gringo's got proof.
Of what?
Terry being in with Rod on this window scam. Rod smashes the window, tips Terry off. Terry pays his drivers a commission to be first on the scene, and guess what? They're on the spot to recommend Rod's emergency glazing service.
He bad manady.
Of course I'm wearing some. What colour they are is none of your business. Are you?
He doesn't know where to draw the line, neither, Ed. He's only pulled this trick with Rod on some of his best accounts. Can you imagine if they knew it was vandalising their premises?
For Eddie? Me? Fronting an organisation for Eddie to live off immoral earnings? How dare you?
No, don't put the phone down, sweetheart. I'm coming and I'll handle it.
Eddie, if you could just hear the filth and some of the allegations. This man seems to know your name, actually.
Pass the phone over, Angel. I'll put an end to it. Terry?
Yeah?
Eddie. OK, you've got me over a barrel, boy. It's all yours.
Boys.
My big new account with Transvideo. It's a sacrifice for me, but if that's the price I have to pay for your silence, and that includes your silence on the phone to my lady, I mean, that's what you've been angling for, isn't it?
Yeah, knew you'd see sense in the end. Always takes you a bit of time, but... Eddie, there's something going on down here. Black cabs. There's a posse forming round my door. Eddie... If I don't have time to call help myself, can I rely on you to... Eddie?
That's settled, then. That's him taken care of.
How could you? Back down in such a cowardly way. Just hand him our best account on a plate.
Sweetheart, you'll never understand the way my mind works.
You can say that again.
Me giving Terry our Transvideo account is a smokescreen.
For what?
Angela, I've been leading up to this moment for a couple of weeks now. Meanwhile, I've penetrated to the heart of his evil empire.
Yes?
Using Gringo as a plant.
You call me Eddie?
I've infiltrated his organisation. Danny, Slippy, tell her, Gringo.
Huh?
Gringo had a nasty crunch with his mug.
To which Lawrence is a witness.
It's true, I know.
You're surely not going to tell me that you arranged for Gringo to have an accident, Eddie?
No, no, of course not. But once it had happened...
He took advantage.
And now I know that Terry is ripping off his top accounts by letting Rod smash their windows in. Can you imagine? Once I've informed them... You tell me, Angela, where they'll be booking their transport from that point
Things on. Just drop in Ed's lap. You don't half have some luck, Ed.
I make my own luck, Danny. That's my secret. I always have an ace up my sleeve. That's what counts. So, what's for dinner?
Oh, well, the charred remains of the Yorkshire pudding might give you a clue, but... And you all must be starving. Oh, but I'd forgotten Mummy. Oh, Eddie... Oh, it's gone dreadfully quiet. I do hope she's all right.
Lead the way, Angel. And fall in behind me, gentlemen. As I've hurt my shoulder, it is possible I'll need your help with this one.
That was Radio Cars by Jennifer Phillips. In episode 5, A Nasty Crunch... The part of Eddie was played by Gary Waldhorn and Angela by Harriet Walter. Mrs. Corfton Brown, Anne Stallybrass, Slippy, Norman Jones, Gringo, Paul Gregory, Terry, Peter Johnfield, Lisette, Melanie Hudson, and Danny, David Holt. Radio Cars is directed by Richard Workley.